Tameya. If so, you have a Hundaf Lam Gimel. If so, Homani Mikhaim, what do I do with this pasuk over here that says V'im Kol Behema Tameya? Omani Mekayim V'im Kol Behema Ashliyak Revenu Mimeno Korban Hashem. So where it says Vidarshan is talking about Babali Mumin Sheyiftu. Even though the pasuk says Behema Tameya, it doesn't really mean Tameya. It just means that Tameya for Korban Fakrova means it has a Bal Mum on it, and now you want to redeem it. So Mura says, Yochel, I would have thought to say that Yiftu Amum Eivr, as long as there's any type of a mum on the Behema, even though it's going to go away, you could redeem it right now. Talmud Leimu, no, the pasuk says, Ashelik Revenu Mimenu, meaning to say, Sheina Kreva Kolika, that there's no way you'll be able to bring it for a korban anymore. Then you could redeem it. But Yotze Tzazu, but only a mum Eivr means it only has a scratch now that will heal up and later become well again. Shayna Kreva Yom, it's only you can't bring it today, it has the scratch now. Elo Lamacha, you could. So the Apostle is not talking about that. So the Apostle is talking about Ashliyak Revenu Memenu, a mum kavua, that you'll never be able to be to bring it for korban anymore. And on this type of a behemoth, so it's, again, it's a regular korban, it was a korban that became a bal mum. And on this, the Apostle says, V'yomar Rachamona, Ovod Lei Hamod Varocha. Here the Apostle says, V'hemid Es Abem Lefnei Akoyin. V'hemid means it has to be standing. Then the next pasuk says v'herech hakoyin oisa bentoy ben roa. That's the next pasuk. But I'll put him here by a bal mum. The pasuk says you need hamodol. It has to be able to be standing, not of its mace already, not of a dart already. Now, omarav gidlo marav. So this is a raya to Reb Yechanan that even by kedushas mizbeach. Here we're talking about a regular korban, because it became a bal mum later. So it says you need hamodol. So you see, even by a regular kedushas mizbeach, still you need Hamodah Varocha. Now the Gemara says, right to Rav Yechanan. Now the Gemara says, Amar of Gidlo Marav, my time to Rosh Lakish. What's the reason to Rosh Lakish? That he said, Yom, he said the Rabban, according to Rabbanan, it's only Kotche by the Kabayis, Hoye Bechal Hamodah Varocha. But Kotche Mizbeach, Hoye Bechal Hamodah Varocha. How does Rosh Lakish know to say that according to the Tanakhama, he agrees that if it's Kedushas Mizbeach, you do not need Hamodah Varocha? In other words, this Pasuk is not talking about a Kedushas Mizbeach. How does he know it? It's only talking about Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Because he says, Bidashin from the next Pasuk. The next Pasuk says, the Yomakra, the Pasuk says, Feherech HaKoinoiso, the coin has the value, how much it's worth. It says, Bein Toivu Bein Ra, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Meaning whether it's a Balmum or not. So Rosh Lakish says, Ezeo Dova, what thing is it? Shein Echolot, there's no difference, Bein Toivu Bein Ra, whether the animal is a Tamimim, or whether the animal is a Balmum. Have you heard me? You have to tell me, Zeh Kotcher Bedek Abayis. When you mark this, it's time for the Bedek Abayis, for the Dhammim of it, it doesn't make enough meaning whether it's a Balmum or not. But when you mark this shit for a Mizbeach, it depends. If it's a Balmum, you can't be marked this for the Mizbeach. Now, so the kids, according to Shlokit, is Pasuk, the Herech HaKoinoiso is talking about Kotcher Bedek Abayis. And the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says over here, Oiso. It says a word here, it says, Herech HaKoinoiso. Bein Toivu Bein Ro. So Diga Oiso means only here you need Hamadu Varocha and not someplace else. So what does it mean to say not like that? It means to say Oiso Lemute Kotchim Mizbeach, that Kotchim Mizbeach does not need Hamadu Varocha. That's what Rosh Shimon Dashan this Pasuk. Freddy Gemov Reb Yochanan, that he said no, the Pasuk is talking about even Kotchim Mizbeach. If so, Oiso Lemute Mai. So at the end of the Pasuk, when it says the Lashon Oiso, only this one, not something else, what does it come to exclude? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, both Kotcher Mizbech and Kotcher Bedek Abayis has the din of Hamod of Arocha. So what does the Pasuk say, Oiso, only this, not something else? So when it says, it means Lemute Balmum Mikora. This is like the Brisa said before, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees, if you have a Behema, that first it became a Balmum, and now you go to be Makdashit, even though you mean to be Makdashit, Gduches Aguf, it's not really Chalik Gduches Aguf on it. But this type of a behemoth, when you go to redeem it, you don't need Hamad of Aracha. That's a Mia Takura Oisam, only a regular Kedushas Bedek Abayis, or else a regular Kedushas Mizbeach. But over here, that's Nishtehin, it's neither of them really, because it was a Balmum Mikara, even though it's Chala Kedusha on it, this Kedusha could go off with Pidyon, even though you do not have Hamad of Aracha. Now the Gemara says, Ola Tona Devei Levi, but according to the Tona Devei Levi, the Yom that he says, Tiafilo Balmum Mikara. The Chalal Hamad of Arocha, Gemara and Bukharis we had, that he yields even though the Behema was the Balmum to start off with. And then you will mark the shit, you want to put a Kedushas Aguf on it. Now when you go to redeem it, you have to have Hamad of Arocha. If so, The Tani Levi that we learned, Levi learned Hakol Hoye B'Chalam Adav Arocha. Every single behema, when you any type of a hegdish, it's chal on the behema. When you go to redeem it, it has to be a Adav Arocha. If so, V'Afilu Ba'Mumi Kara, even though it's a Ba'Mumi Kara. And so that's what he says. That's what Levi Shita is. And also V'Chein Tani Rav Levi Matis Rav Levi learned in the Bryce also like this, that he said V'Afilu Chaya, V'Afilu Oifis. That even a chayin and a knife also, if you makdish them, when you go to redeem them, you have to have hamad of aracha. That's his shita. So the kasha now is, according to Levi, what does he do with the word oisa? For the Gemara Ayvo, ksiv oisa, which is mashma, only this type of a behemoth needs hamad of aracha, but not something else. So there should be a me, it's something does not need hamad of aracha. And according to Levi, all behemoths need hamad of aracha. According to Rabbi Levi, it's a kasha, this word, and the Torah says, oisa, like according to him, there's no miyat, it's a little kasha, what does he dash for the word oisa? So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, my time is the Reb Shimon. What's the svar of Reb Shimon? The Reb Shimon, our Mishnah says, that by Kedushas, Bedek Habayis, there's no din hamod of Arocha. I look who this last pasuk says, Ben Toiv L'ra, which is mashma, even by Kedushas, Bedek Habayis, there is hamod of Arocha. So what's time of Shimon? The Yom that he says, Kotche Mizbeach Hoye B'chol Hamod Baruch. But Kotche Bedek Abayis the Hoye. How come he says Kotche Bedek Abayis? No. He says the Yom Akrok, as the Pesuk says, Teherach HaKoyin Oiso Ben Toiv Ben Ra. See, Dash is like this. Eize Dove, which type of a korban is it? Which type of a Kedusha? Shecholuk, that is a difference Ben Toiv Ben Ra. That Toiv is good and Ra is no good, Mina Balmum is no good. Have yoyim ezek kotshim ezbeach. So the counter Reb Shimon, the second pasuk is talking about kotshim ezbeach. And on this viyam akro, the pasuk says oisa. Only here there's a parsha of amod of arocha. Lemuti means to exclude bete kabayis. The kedushas bete kabayis does not have a din hamod of arocha. That's Reb Shimon's svara. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, bein toiv l'rami boilei. The pasuk just should have said bein toiv l'ra, not bein toiv u'bein ra. Kasha. That's a little bit kasha. It is more mashma like Rish Lakish that both Dina Machal, whether the behemoth is toiv, whether the behemoth is ra, kedushas chal on it. So that's bedek habayis. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you want to tell me no, the pasuk means there's a difference between toiv and ra, that the kedushas only chal on toiv, on a temimim it's chal kedushas aguf, not on the ra balmum. So pasuk just should have said ben toiv le ra, not ben toiv u ben ra. So that's a kasha. Nothing more says meisu. I have a question. There's a price that it says, meisu. If the animals die, so tamimim. If the animal was a tam, not a balmum, yikarvu. Mashmi, you can't be paidirit, you can't redeem it, you have to just bury it. Or balmum, let's say these animals were balimumim, then you could redeem them, even though they're mesu, and even though you can't make hamad of arocha, you do not need hamad of arocha. But the medva mamur, remember this said, the kachim is beach, does not need hamad of arocha. So this chudus would be right to Rish Lakish. Ava b'kotche, bedek habayis, then bein tmimim, bein balimumim, yikavru. This is the right Rish Lakish. That b'kduches, bedek habayis, you do not need hamod of arocha. So therefore, why, if it makes tmimim, do you have to bury it? Rashi says, it's tamma maila, it's a chumim mid rabbonin, to bury it. But when it dies, a balmum, even though it's mace now, you could redeem it. Because kotche mizbech does not need hamod of arocha. But kotche, bedek habayis, does need hamod of arocha. So if it's dead, it can't be standing, so you have to bury it, you can't redeem it. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echad Kotche Mizbech, Echad Kotche Bedek Habayis, it depends. Temimim, Yikavru. He holds there is this Maila, that calls him on its a tam, and it dies, you have to bury it. But the Bali Mumim, if it's a Bali Mum, then Yiftu. So Mashram Shimon holds both, or by Kedushas Mizbech and Kedushas Bedek Habayis, by both of them he holds you do not need Hamad of Arocha. Therefore, even though the behemoth died, when it's a balmum, you could be poised with it. But I call upon it from the beginning of the Brice, it's the yuftah of the Rabbi Yechon, the kashan Rabbi Yechon, the Miresh from the beginning. That Rabbi Yechon says, the Rabbanon hold even by Bedek Habayis, you have to have a mother of Rocha. And here the Brice says, I mean, even by Kotchim Mizbeach. And here the Brice says clearly, by Kotchim Mizbeach, if it dies and it's a balmum, you could be poised with it. You do not need a mother of Rocha. So the kashan Rabbi Yechon. So my answer is, Omelach of Yechon, Yechon, answer like this, Omelach of Yechon, Hocha b'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hocha b'mayaskinon, b'bali mummi karoi. Here the beginning of the Bryce is talking about where the behemoth was first the balmum, and then you went to be makdish, even though you want to make the kedushas mizbeach. On that, the Yechon had the post before, I saw, that said where the behemoth was a balmum first, even though you mean to be makdish kedushas mizbeach, no matter what's chal on it, whenever you want to be poyder with it, you can be poyder with it, even though it's nice. On that, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees. So that's what the brayta means here. When not a real kedushas mizbeach, just it was kotshu when it was the balmum. And the Gemara says, "Ochen nami mistav." This is the svar also. Because the time, if you want to tell me, we're talking about now, shekodem hekdeshin es mumam, that's a regular korban. That's first you were makdish the behema, and then it became a balmum. If so, lift look Rav Shimon alah. How come Rav Shimon doesn't argue on this? Rav Shimon should have argued right away and said that he could be part of it. Elalash Shamin, isn't this the proof to say that the balmum mikara, it's talking about a balmum mikara. And a balmum mikara, everybody agrees. Nikash Rav Shimon should have argued, because Rav Shimon also holds the current Rav Yechanan that kochim is veyach needs hamada barocha. Rav Shimon only says the kochim, but the gabayas does not need. So if the Reish is talking about a regular kochim is veyach, Rav Shimon should have argued and said, you can't be part of it. And Lamai, we're talking about a balmum mikara. Therefore, everybody agrees that you could be part of it, even though it's mace. You don't need hamada barocha. So Mora says, if so, at a lame, if so, the Asta Pshat over here, lame it to have the tooth of the Rosh Lakish. It should be a kash on Rosh Lakish then. There should be a kash on Rosh Lakish. Rashi says, do mikufa shaminen the abamu mikora koi. It's only going to abamu mikora. Rashi is spending time with abamu mikora. But mashmif wouldn't have been abamu. Mashmif would have been a regular kedusha mizbeach chal on the behema, then you cannot be poiderit if it was mace. So that's not like Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish said on kedushas mizbeach there's no din hamad of rocha. So what's the nechnami? Rosh Lakish mukum lo b'shekodem hekdesh nes mumen. No, Rosh Lakish turns the brisa to where it says it. Even though it's a kedushas mizbeach, he holds there's no din hamad of rocha. For the Gemara Yochim, that's the pshat. Niflug Rav Shimon alah. Why don't Rav Shimon argue also? Rav Shimon only says by Bet HaKabayis does not need Hamad of Arocha. But by Kedushas Mizbech, Rav Shimon agrees you need Hamad of Arocha. So why don't Rav Shimon argue on the Tanakama, by Kedushas Mizbech, he should have said also, you cannot be part of it. So where's the Zenechanami? Resh Lakish, when he learned this Braisa, Meipach Afach, he turned around the Braisa. V'och Yimoysev, this is the way he learned, Bimichil Tachwit, from a different learning. That Resh Lakish learned the Braisa this way. What does the Braisa say? The Braisa says like this. What's going to be Meso? If the behema died, bein tamimim, bein balimumim, whether it was a tam or balmum, yikarvu, you have to bury it. Why? Because it's hamod barocha, and since it's mace, you can't be proud of it. B'med v'amum, when was this said? B'kotche b'adik habayis. The kotche b'adik habayis, here you have to have hamod barocha. That's from Shimon Shita. Avu b'kodishim, but if it's kotche mizbech, yiftu, then you could redeem it. That's what Rosh Lakish holds. That akdushas mizbech, you don't need hamod barocha. But Rav Shimon Agazin says, no, Rav Shimon Oimer, temimim yikavru. If it was a tam, you have to bury it to Milo, you can't redeem a tam. O ba'amum yipode. But ba'amum, you could be poida. When could you be more poida it? Only by Kedushas Badik Abayis. But by Kedushas Mizbech and Echnam, he would hold, you can't be poida it. So what is it if so? To yufta the Rabbi Yochanan misayf on the safe, it's mashed on like Rabbi Yochanan. Here it's mashed, but Tanakam holds, that by Kedushas Mizbeach, you do not need Hamad of Arocha, not like Rabbi Yochanan. So my answer is, Omelach Rabbi Yochanan, Rechon will answer back, Omelach Rabbi Yochanan, Hocha b'mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, Hocha b'mayaskinon, b'mamum mikor, again, he'll learn his shita. That even though it says Kedushas Mizbeach, it's not a real Kedushas Mizbeach. It means in a case where the behemoth was first the balmum, and then you will mark the shit. So that was Rabbi Yochanan had a posse before Isa to say, in such a case, you do not need a mod of Arocha. And Hochinami, this also goes, Mr. this is the Svar also. Because the time, if you want to tell me, we're talking about right now, Bishakodem Megdeshin is Mumam, if we're talking about now, that they will mark the shit first, and then it became a Balmum, so then Niflug Rabbi Shimon alone, why didn't Rabbi Shimon argue on him? If it's a regular Kedushas Mizbeach, Rabbi Shimon should argue on the Reisha to say, you do need a mod of Arocha. So, if so, it's right to Rabbi Yochanan we're talking about in the ratio where it was only you were makdish abamum. For the Gemara, so at a lame, let's say again, Tiyavatuf to the Rosh Lakish, let's say again, it's a kash and Rosh Lakish. Mashm only because it's a balmum miyikara, you do not need Hamad of Arocha. But if it would have been a regular Kedushas Mizbeach, then you would need Hamad of Arocha. Again, not like Rosh Lakish. So again, the Gemara answers no. Omulach Rosh Lakish, Rosh Lakish, convince you and say, Hocha b'mayaskin, who we're talking about over here, b'shekodam hekdeshin es mumam. He'll hold no, the Bryce is talking about, we yomakdish it first, and it's a regular Kedushas Mizbeach. And that's what the Tanakhama says, you do not need Hamon Avarocha. But that's Rav Shimon Shita, that by Kedushas Mizbech, you do not need it. And so the question is, V'nifleg Rav Shimon Allah, let Rav Shimon argue then, because Rav Shimon says, Bedek HaBayis does not need, but what does need? Kedushas Mizbeach. So Rav Shimon should argue on Tanakhama, Omloch Reshlokas tells you yes, Hochinam is taka true, the Polik Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon taka argues on the Tanakhama also. Rav Shimon, his shita is, Kedushas Bedek HaBayis does not need Hamod Avarochom, but Kedushas Mizbeach does need. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yimel Rab Zero, the Resh Lakish, according to Resh Lakish, Yomad, that he says, Le Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon Shita, Kachim is Beach, was Lehoye Vichlal Hamad of Arocho, he also Kachim is Beach, was not the Chlal Hamad of Arocho. Okatani still it says, Kachim is Beach.